Welcome to God Talk. I'm Anne Lucenti, and today I want to talk to you about one of my favorite books in the Bible, the book of James. And the reason why it's one of my favorite books is because it was one of my very, very first Bible studies. I had never done a Bible study before. I had never gone to any of these. So when this was presented to me, I was so excited for this book because I had this feeling that God had put this in my path at the exact moment I needed it most. There was no doubt that after I went through this Bible study, that I was there for a reason. One of the verses that really stands out in my mind, and the one that I think about almost daily, is faith without works is dead. When I first heard that, I was thinking, what does that mean? You know, as long as you believe in God and turn to Him for everything, then He'll take care of everything for you, right? So what does that mean, faith without works is dead? And then I really began to live it. Having faith that God is going to help us in situations that we really need help, whether it's a bad situation or even a good situation where we're just confused and we don't know which direction to go in or what path to take. Sometimes we have so many really great opportunities to choose from. You know, it doesn't always have to be bad things happening. Sometimes we're just confused on which way to go and we have a lot of opportunity and we can't help but try to control it and try to figure things out logically. And although logically, and being logical is great sometimes, or should I really say all the time, we have to have faith in God and that God will lead us on every step of the way. So here's the trick though. Do we have faith and do we just sit back and say, okay, God, go ahead, take care of it. I'll be right here waiting for you. I don't have to worry. I don't have to do anything out of the ordinary because you're going to take care of it. And I'm faithful because I truly am. And He knows our heart, and He knows that we truly believe in Him, and we know that He won't let us down. So what's the fine line between that and the fact that we're sitting back and not doing anything? Why would God give us anything more if we're not doing anything with what He's already given us? So we have to take one step at a time. That's the trick. One step at a time. Sometimes that first step, we have no idea where it's going to take us. We know, though, and we definitely know, there's a feeling in our gut that it's God. And that's the Spirit telling us that this is the right way to go. You may also think, you know, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I do know that God is leading me this way. I know that for sure. So you take one step at a time. And at that first step, you'll be led to a second step. And that second step can lead you on a journey that you couldn't possibly even imagine. Because until you take that first step, God will not give you another step to take. He's not going to give us more in our path if we're not doing anything with that first step. So as soon as we take a step, He gives us something else. And then He gives us something else. You know the saying where people say, God will never give us more than we can handle? Well, I always thought about it as being just the bad things. And in bad situations, when I was going through some tough times, I'd always say, okay, God won't give me more than I can handle. But it's not just the bad times. It's the good times too. Why would He give us more things, good or bad? Why would He pile more things in our path if we're not taking care of what's right in front of us at that moment? So there's such a thing as having faith and believing that God will take care of us. And that's the absolute truth. But until we work with Him, we're working with Him. Until we do that, He's not going to do all the work while we're sitting back and letting Him do it. You know, this reminds me of that funny story where there's a horrible storm and the town is getting flooded and there's emergency warnings all over. The river banks are overflowing and all the nearby homes are getting flooded. So they order everyone to leave. And this very faithful Christian man, he hears the warning and he decides to stay. He says, I'll trust God. And if I'm in danger, then God will send a divine miracle to save me. And the neighbors come by his house and they say to him, come on, we're leaving. We have room in our car. Come on, come with us, please. But the man says, no, I have faith that God will save me. And as the man stood on his porch and he's watching the water rise up, a man in a canoe comes by and he says, come on, hurry, jump in. I'll take care of you. And he says, no, no, thank you. God will save me. And then the floodwaters rose higher and higher. and he has to go up another floor. And then there's a motorboat that comes by with a policeman. And he says, please get in. We want to rescue you. And he says, no, use your time to save someone else. I have faith. God will save me. And the water rose so high that the man had to climb up onto the rooftop. And a helicopter spotted him and dropped him a rope ladder. And a rescue officer came down the ladder and pleaded with the man, grab my hand, grab my hand. I'll pull you up. But still, no, the man refused. And he said, no, no, thank you, but God will save me. Shortly after that, all the houses broke apart and the floodwaters swept the man away and he drowned. And when in heaven, the man stood before God and asked, I put all my faith in you. Why didn't you come and save me? And then God said, my son, I sent you a warning. I sent you a car. I sent you a canoe. I sent you a motorboat. I sent you a helicopter. What more were you looking for? This makes me laugh every time I think of this story, because sometimes what are we looking for? We're looking for a divine miracle when that miracle can be that one person that we meet that brings us on a different path in our life. That one person just changed everything because God put that person in our path. And the key to all this is working with him together, you and him, me and him, not sitting back and waiting, not saying God will take care of me. And I know that sometimes fear stops us and sometimes confusion stops us and we're so nervous and we're so afraid, but that's the last thing that God wants. Don't be afraid. Don't worry, but work with him. So your faith with your works will get you where you want to be. It's funny that God will always get us to where we should be, even if we have no idea where that is. So just remember, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So until next time, have an awesome spirit-filled day, and remember to keep moving forward and keep looking up.